Talk now, though, about the outgoing chair of the Kerry branch of the IFA. He has been re-elected. Kenny Jones was re-elected to the organisation's at the organisation's AGM last night by 87 votes to 86. The meeting was held in the Manor West Hotel in Tralee. The Kilduff dairy farmer was first elected to the position 2 years ago. Sari Hoolan's presenter and producer of Agri Time on Thursdays from 7 here on Radio Kerry was at last night's meeting, which, Sari, became heated at times. Is that right? What happened?
Good morning, Gerry. Yeah, it became very heated at times. As you know, there's deep divisions in Kerry IFA and has been since last summer when Kelly Jones made a formal complaint against several members of the county executive. And following that complaint, the Kerry vice chair and sheep chair, John Fitzgerald, left the IFA entirely, and the county dairy chair, Michael O'Dowd, was banned by the IFA National Council from holding an officer position for 4 years. And those complaints related mainly to messages posted in the Kerry IFA messaging groups and to messages sent directly to Kenny Jones. So there's been almost a standstill at Kerry IFA since then. There's been a lot of empty positions in the IFA. There's been no dairy chair, no sheep chair, no environment chair, no vice chair. So last night there was an election to elect all those positions, and there was also a number of positions contested, including that of the chairman, Kenny Jones, who's been in the position now for just over 2 years, 2 years and a few months. So he was contested by Kenneth O'Connell, who's a dairy farmer from Lixna. And as you can see by the vote, 87 to 86, there's still a huge divide within Kerry IFA. And it was made even more, I suppose, difficult by the fact that one of those votes was contested. If you look at the paper, and that was shared publicly, there was a number one next to Kenny Jones, a number two next to Kenneth O'Connell, and they were scribbled out, and then an X put next to Kenny Jones. I suppose what caused the problem last night was that the IFA National Returning Officer, Martin Stapleton, was there, and he was the one that ordered the outside investigation into those complaints by Kenny Jones. A lot of people there at the meeting felt that he was partisan and that he shouldn't be there as Returning Officer. So the meeting was halted briefly. Then when it was decided it would go ahead, he stood up to speak, and a lot of people in the room stood up and were shouting over him, calling him to step down from the position that he was biased. And that continued for a number of minutes. And then eventually he had to give up, and Kyle Kingston, who's the Munster regional chair, took over the microphone. Now, Martin Stapleton remained as Returning Officer. He refused to step down from that. And as Harold Kingston then spoke through the voting process and what that involved, and calling on the different branches, that there's over 50 branches in Kerry and over 5,000 members, when he was explaining and calling on those members to come up, the shouting continued, but Harold Kingston, he persevered.
Yeah.
And eventually there was silence. Eventually, but we're talking somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes, that shouting continued and the election went ahead.
Okay, extraordinary scenes. And the election went ahead then. It ran smoothly from that point until the result?
It ran smoothly. Well, then, the election continued. The box was sealed, was taken downstairs. There was a representative for every delegate who went down to oversee the proceedings. There were two speakers then at the interval while they were waiting for those votes to be counted. And then we could see people coming back into the room, and I know that a lot of people had been hoping that it would be more definitive, that there would be a clear winner. And as you can see, that 87 to 86 was very tight, and then that vote, which Martin Stapleton upheld. And in fairness to the man that was running against Kenny Jones, Kenneth O'Connell, he stood up following the announcement. He accepted the verdict. He appealed then to IFA members to back the newly re-elected county chair. He said, look, in the interest of the executive and the county, we have a winner here tonight. And he said, he's got my support. You have to be governed by the ballot. A lot of people that I spoke to, just to gauge their opinion, felt they might have been happy with the entire proceedings over the last year, but at this stage they wanted to move on. Nothing has happened in Kerry IFA really over the last 9 months. We've had milk prices tumble by 16 cents per litre in the last few months. There's been a crisis in the sheep sector, and we didn't have officers in the county in those positions to fight on farmers' behalf, about those issues. I did meet people going out of the meeting who felt, look, it's the same, nothing's going to change. So I suppose we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, yeah, and you would hope that call that had been made would for the organisation to move on from the ballot. The ballot was held, it was a result, and they'd move on from there. But still, it seems as if there is divisions still there. We'll see how it goes for the rest of the year. Sari, listen, thanks for taking us through what happened at that extraordinary annual general meeting of the Kerry branch of the IFA last night.
You're welcome, Gerry.